Hello, everybody. This is Tim Hendel, and I'm here to tell you about the newest radio from Sea Crane, the CC Radio EP. Over the past 10 or 12 years, there have been three radios designated CC Radio. There was the original CC Radio, then the CC Radio Plus, and the CC Radio 2. There have also been some CC radios with shortwave, but we won't be talking about those today. The three radios I've just mentioned look the same, but some of their software is different. In particular, the CC Radio 2 doesn't have the TV sound channels 2 through 13, which don't work anymore for analog. Instead, it has the 2-meter ham band. These radios cost in the neighborhood of $165, although they sometimes were on sale. They also had the NOAA weather radio band. Well, today we're looking at the CC Radio EP. How would you like a radio that costs about half as much as the CC radios that I've mentioned? Is analog, no clock to set, no memories, no nothing, just the good old tuning knob that we all grew up with. AM and FM only. Well, that's the CC Radio EP. The CC Radio EP looks a lot like a slightly smaller version of the GE Super Radio 3, if you've seen that radio. But I want to stress that the performance is not like the Super Radio 3. This is not a knockoff of the Super Radio 3 at all. It's just that the cabinet looks somewhat similar, with rounded corners and a nice carrying handle. We really like that. The original three CC radios had a hand grip in the back, and the Sonido, which is a very similar radio sold by Sea Crane, doesn't have a handle at all. This radio is about 11 inches long, 6 inches high, not counting the handle, and about 2¾ inches from front to back. It runs on 4D cells, or an outboard 6-volt power supply or wall wart, which is supplied. And if this is like any of the other CC radios, the 4D batteries should last a long time, especially since this is an analog radio. On the right-hand side of the radio are two large knobs. I love large knobs. I don't know about you. There's the tuning knob and there's the volume knob. This is an analog-tuned radio. That means when you come to the end of the dial, you feel a little stop and your knob won't turn anymore. And the volume control gives us plenty of volume. There are a couple of little pointers, one on each knob, which you can sort of feel to tell where you are. You could use the pointer on the volume knob to set the volume when you were, for example, recording. Because to record, you would plug into the headphone jack, and then you can't hear the volume on the radio. There's another smaller knob on the side of the radio, which is for tuning the antenna coil. This kind of control is often called an antenna tuner or a pre-selector. And while there's a slight technical difference between those two terms, they really aren't that important. On the front of the radio are bass and treble, a knob labeled talk or music, but it's actually a bandwidth control. We'll show you a little more about the antenna tuner and the bandwidth control in a moment. Then there's a three-position up and down slide switch. Down is AM, then FM mono, then FM stereo. We like to be able to switch the FM to mono because when you're listening to a weak station, it often comes in more clearly in mono. On the top edge of the radio to the right are two push buttons. One is power off on, one is light off on. And these push buttons actually move so you can feel them. When they're down, they're on. When they're up, they're off. On the left of the radio are three jacks or ports. At the bottom is a 6-volt power supply jack. Next is a line-in jack. When you plug something into the line-in, this is a stereo mini plug, by the way. The radio cuts out, and you now have a battery-operated amplifier. You could play your MP3 player, your Victor Stream, your new NLS digital player, the regular NLS tape player, XM satellite radio. I've done all those things, and I found another neat use for this line in jack. I have a talking computer with a pair of computer speakers with an ugly old wall wart that I have to keep plugged in order to get sound from the computer speakers. Well, I plugged the output of my computer sound card into the line in of this radio, and it's a really great portable amplifier. Just don't forget to turn it off. And then, of course, up at the top of that is a stereo mini plug headphone jack. But, of course, you didn't buy this radio to play your iPod through or your computer. You bought it to pick up radio stations. One of the important things on AM is the antenna tuner. This tunes the twin ferrite coil antenna, which C-Crane has especially developed and which is also in the CC radio too. When I first turned the radio on, I thought, golly, that's not very sensitive on AM at all. And then I tuned the antenna with a little knob on the right-hand side, and boom, stations really started coming in. You may need a little experience with this antenna tuner, so I'm going to demonstrate it. I've got the radio on and tuned to a station, and I've purposely got the antenna tuner detuned. So in other words, the radio isn't sensitive. So listen to this.
And to find out who's dropped by to visit, you never know who.
Now watch what happens when I peak the coil with the knob.
Horse retail shop with the best styles in t-shirts, hats, glassware, and more. You can even shop online. But wait, there's more. You can even book private party.
Boy, that came right in. I had to cut the volume down. Now watch when I detune it.
For more information, visit the website at wildhorsesaloon.com.
And there the station's practically gone. And if you want to know what that was, by the way, it was WSM in Nashville, about 100 miles from here, inside my apartment where there's tons of noise on AM. There's another control, and it's marked talk versus music. What it really is a wide or narrow bandwidth filter. I had it on the wide position. That gives you the best sound for music. But if you have a really strong station and there's a weak station next to it, you want to click that knob to the left and you'll be on the narrow bandwidth filter that makes the stations appear to be farther apart. So you can get a weak station that is next to a strong one, but there's a price to pay. You get less sound, especially in the treble. Let's experiment with this wide versus narrow, or as they call it, music versus talk control.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, here to flip the switch to turn the Opry Barn to pink, would you please make welcome Naomi and Winona the Judge!
Well, sad to say, we're going to have to leave the ladies alone, but I think you could tell the difference. And that is very useful if you want to separate stations. Mostly, though, for your casual listening, you want that on the wide or music setting. All right, how well does this radio pull in stations compared to the CC radios? I would say so similarly that it's difficult to tell the difference. I took the CC Radio 2, and I took this radio, and I took them outdoors to find as low noise an environment as I could here in the city, which isn't easy, and tried them on some weak stations all the way up the dial. 590, 750, 940, 1510, different stations that had weak signals. Every single radio that I've ever seen has a little tiny bit of variation across the band. No radio is perfectly flat. But in 90, maybe 95% of cases, I found this radio to be equal to the CC Radio 2, which costs almost twice as much. There were a couple of instances where this radio seemed to get the station a little better, and a couple of instances when the CC Radio 2 seemed to get the station a little better. But believe me, it was hard to tell the difference. As long as you peak that antenna tuner, you're in good shape. Now I'll talk about the antenna ports on the back of the radio. Oh yes, there are some nice connections on the back of the radio for an external antenna. There are two spring-loaded clips where you push down the little spring-loaded thing and push a wire in the hole. That's for AM. One is for external antenna and one is for ground. Then there's an F connector for FM. It's that screw-on thing that most cable TV boxes have. I don't have a good AM antenna, and none of the stations that I tried came in any better on my rather mediocre antenna outdoors than they do on the built-in antenna on the CC Radio EP. Next to these antenna connectors is a little switch, and this is a nice switch to have. When you push it to the left, it disconnects the internal antennas. Why would you want to do that? You already noticed that when I showed you WSM, there was a little bit of noise on the station that shouldn't be there. That's because there's noise inside my apartment. If I had a good outdoor AM antenna and I connected it up, I would want to disconnect the antenna that's built into the radio so that I wouldn't be picking up that noise inside my apartment, and instead I would want to get my reception from the antenna that is outside. And indeed that happens. The same thing happens on FM. I connected the C-Crane FM Reflex. The FM Reflex is a very good FM interior dipole sold by C-Crane. It's not an outdoor antenna, it's an FM indoor antenna. I found FM reception to be about the same as with the whip antenna mounted on the radio. That doesn't surprise me because all of the C-Crane radios that I've tried, the FM antennas seem to be very well matched to the RF input of the radio such that reception is quite good. I got a little bit of FM overload, which is natural here in the city. It was not severe. It was about the same as on the other CC radios. The CC radios that we've seen in the past are advertised as being equalized for talk. That means you don't have a lot of bass and you don't have a lot of treble, although you do have bass and treble controls to adjust them somewhat, but they are really built to give optimum sound to the pitch and range of the human voice. The CC Radio EP is much better for music. I doubt that the speaker inside is any larger. In fact, the speaker grill is, if anything, a little smaller. But there is both more bass and more treble on this radio than on the CC Radio 2. I tested it on AM. I tested WSM when they were playing some country music. Did that outside so there wasn't this noise that you heard. I tested it on a station on AM here in Huntsville that purports to play black oldies, and where the modulation on the station, the equalization, is way cranked up, as these stations often tend to be. In both cases, there was more bass and more treble. I then tested it on some music stations on FM, and again, there was more bass and treble on the CC Radio EP than there was on the CC Radio 2. I would like to thank Bob Crane for lending us this radio to test. If any of you decide to purchase the CC Radio EP as a result of having heard this review, it would be very nice if when you call C-Crane, you say, please inform Bob Crane that I bought this radio because of Tim Hendel's review. Now, why would you want to do a thing like that? So Bob will come and pat me on the back? No, but if you do that, we may get more radios to test. So this is the CC Radio EP, $69.95. To order from C-Crane, call 800-522-8863, 522-TUNE. To ask me questions, call Tim Hendel at 256-650-5212. And even if you don't buy the radio, why don't you call Bob and thank him for letting us learn more about one of his newest products?